Okay, I'm a big fan of the TWiT network, This Week in Tech, and I was just listening to This Week in Radio Tech, and the URL is thisweekinradiotech.com, and this is a show that they talk about the broadcast radio industry, and specifically they were talking about CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and a lot of the things that were shown there, and the effect that the various trends and so forth are going to have on the broadcast radio industry. And of course, a lot of people are saying that the broadcast radio industry is dying, it's on its way out and so forth, and that's probably true. But what was interesting about this particular show is they were getting into a lot of specifics of things that are happening. Internet is coming into our cars. Internet is coming into our living rooms. Television sets that are being sold are going to have internet connectivity and the ability to listen to Pandora and, of course, watch YouTube videos and go to Facebook and so forth. And this is going to be not only in our living room and on our cell phones, but it's going to be in the automobile, in the cars. And voice command will allow you to navigate these things and use all of these various tools. Well, of course, if you're doing some of these things, you're not going to be listening to the radio. And they pointed out also that on a lot of these prototype cars and so forth, what would normally be the radio is like a 70-inch LCD screen. And there's no radio dial on there. There's no AM, FM button. There's none of this. You can dig down into the menu system and you can get to internet radio and you can listen to some of these radio stations that are, quote, broadcasting on the internet. But the focus is no longer going to be on the, quote, radio in the car. For many, many years, you've had a choice. You started out, you had a choice of an AM radio. Then they added FM, and around 1965, they started adding FM stereo. And then they added, of course, cassette decks and then CD players. And these were your choices in the car, and that's it. Your choices were limited to that. That's all you could listen to. Now the trend is that there's going to be all kinds of choices, all the same choices that you have on your computer system, on your cell phones now, and, of course, now moving into the living room with these connected television sets. You're going to have all these choices available to you in the car. And this is probably going to spell the end of traditional radio, broadcast radio, because with all these choices, it's going to dilute the listeners out there. It's going to pull these ears away because they're going to be listening to other things. And so, you know, how much market share does broadcast radio have to lose before they can no longer be a viable business model? So that's the question. And it looks like it's absolutely happening. These services are going to be available in the car, and these distractions are going to distract people away from traditional radio. So the question is, can they survive it? Can they figure out a way to make money in this new environment where they're going to have much fewer listeners because of all the choices people have of different things that they can listen to? I mean, think about it. If you can go on to your Facebook while you're in your car and have it read you the latest postings by your friends and so on and so forth, you might choose to do that instead of listening to the local radio station. You might choose to listen to or watch a YouTube video in the car. Of course, now we got distracted driving. We got other issues and so forth at work here. But the bottom line is the internet is coming into the car, so it's going to be very interesting to see how all of this plays out. So that's my take on CES and some of the feedback that these experts in the radio industry came out of there with. Thanks for listening.